The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite.
Book 6 in the series of 10 top-selling investment books. And this one is called The Essays of Warren Buffett, the King, the Godfather Investing. Him and Charlie Munger are phenomenal. The more you read about them, the more you realize they are amazing guys. I mean, but if you look at Buffett, started really earning his money when he started managing money. But, phenomenal amount of money they've earned from investing. And he's very sharp. I mean, some of the quotes, I often think, is that from Buffett? It's very clever. And if he wasn't an investor, he could just write a book of quotes. See, you know. Anyway, The Essays of Warren Buffett, Lessons for Corporate America, is a compilation of Warren Buffett's annual letters to shareholders of Berkshire Hathaway, selected and organized by Lawrence A. Cunningham. The book provides valuable insights into Buffett's investment philosophy, business principles, and approach to corporate governance. Here's a summary of the key ideas of the book. Number one, value investing. Have you noticed a lot of these investors, they center on value investing, not like growth too much? I mean, in fact, I think Buffett did say there's no such thing as value or growth. Every company should have a bit of growth and be good value. But anyway, number one, value investing. Buffett emphasizes the importance of value investing, which involves buying shares of companies that are undervalued relative to their intrinsic value. He focuses on analyzing the long-term earning power of businesses and investing in them at attractive prices. Number two, moats and competitive advantage. Buffett discusses the significance of a company's competitive advantage or economic moat. Yeah, a lot of people have said that, haven't they? After he did that, you know, talk about the moat of a company, like a moat on a castle is protected in some way, you know? He looks for businesses with durable competitive advantages that can protect their market position and generate consistent profits over time. I'm just wondering, actually, in the world now, tech and digital and disruption, if a moat can exist for a long time. I suppose that's the brand, isn't it? We see something like Apple selling that ridiculous ski mask for $3,500. They have a brand where people buy whatever they sell. They could sell anything, like a toilet or something, you know, the Apple and sell. Number three, margin of safety. Buffett stresses the concept of margin of safety, which involved investing in companies with a significant gap between their intrinsic value and market price. By purchasing stocks at a discount to intrinsic value, investors can reduce the risk of permanent capital loss. And in fact, that was taken from the intelligent investor, Benjamin Graham, who was, you know, pretty much, Buffett looked up to about that margin of safety. That's come from Benjamin Graham. Four, long-term investing. I love this. He's still a long-term investor. He's 93 something. Buffett advocates for a long-term investment approach, advising investors to focus on the underlying business rather than short-term market fluctuations. He believes that holding high-quality businesses for the long term can yield significant returns. Five, corporate governance. The book explores Buffett's views on corporate governance and the responsibilities of a company's managers and boards of directors. He emphasizes the importance of shareholder-oriented management, integrity, and transparent communication. Six, capital allocation. Buffett discusses the crucial role of capital allocation in business decision-making. He emphasizes the need for management to allocate capital efficiently, reinvesting in projects with high returns and returning excess capital to shareholders when better opportunities are lacking. At seven, risk and risk management. Buffett addresses the topic of risk and risk management, highlighting the importance of understanding the risks associated with investments and businesses. He advises investors to avoid ventures they don't understand and to focus on managing risks within their circle of competence. It's very important that. And I've seen that. See, companies sometimes, even small caps or micro caps, sometimes you can't understand. There's a company at the moment, you know, I can't really understand its business. It's a silly business, really. But it's well followed. I think it's very complex. What's the point of that? If you don't understand it, move on. You know, invest in a company you get, you understand, they're quite like, and you can manage the metrics in some way, you know, something that just sells something, that you know what it is, the product's good or whatever, you know, you can measure it. Anyway, number eight, Principles of Success. Throughout the book, Buffett shares his guiding principles for success, including integrity, patience, rationality, and a focus on long-term value creation. He encourages investors to develop a strong moral compass and to align their interests with those of the business they invest in. And here's a quote from the book. Risk comes from not knowing what you're doing. And that's from the essays of Warren Buffett, Lessons for Corporate America.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite.